All right, welcome to episode, I believe, number 8 of the Addicted to the Action podcast. Let's just go ahead and bring on my co-host, Brent. What is going on, my man?
Welcome. Happy hump day.
We're over the hump.
I got the Lakers 3.5 against Antetokounmpo.
There you go. That's a good game.
I just realized both of the Lopez brothers are on that team. The Lakers should win by 20.
Yeah, it's... on that game, do you ever, I mean, being the wrestling, you know, dorks and, you know, we used to be.
I see it in the hallway before the game.
It's kind of funny.
I don't think the Greek Freak's ever seen how it's actually done. I don't think he knows who Mick Foley, a.k.a. Cactus Jack, a.k.a. Dude Love. I don't think he knows who that is. And we can go there.
It's pretty funny, though. I get a kick out of it.
I get it.
So, can you believe it's bowl game season already? I mean... College football season, man, it flew by. You know, we kind of started this thing halfway through or so, but yeah, we're gonna call this our bowl game extravaganza. We got we're not going over every game because I mean, we just quite frankly don't have that kind of time. This isn't our full time job.
I got dinner reservations.
You do? Okay. Well, then yeah, that's another reason. but no, we got like we're gonna go over a handful of them. A lot of the ones. The Pac-12, because we're really familiar with the Pac-12. We're going to go over a bunch of their games. We're going to go over, obviously, some of the New Year's Six important bowl games. And, obviously, the semifinals and kind of a finals prediction. And then probably cover a little NFL at the end of the show. So, why don't we just get down to it? Because bowl games start tomorrow. Which is crazy, because I'm in a bowl pick. Against the spread bowl pick that I have to get my sheet in tonight, and I'm like halfway done. So this is going to kind of help me go through it. So,
like it.
Bahamas Bowl, we're going to just kick it off with that. With a couple of teams, Buffalo, who is opened up as -5.5. I believe it's at like 6.5 right now. Against Charlotte, who's playing in their first ever bowl game, I believe. And Buffalo is playing in their, you know, back-to-back bowl games. So, you know, you've been to this venue, I believe. You've been to this game.
I went last year, and it was a riot. The boys from the Midwest versus the boys from Southern Florida, and it was a show.
Yeah, so, I mean, we got two teams that both really, really like to run the ball here. So, Buffalo, I mean, I think they ran the ball like 613 times this season or something crazy. Charlotte's number... They're like 110th nationally in yards allowed per rush. So just a couple little stats there that make my case for I like Buffalo here. I like the 6.5. I think they win by at least a touchdown. If it gets to that, I don't think it will because game's tomorrow. If it gets up over 7.5, then I'd probably look at Charlotte. But still, I still think Buffalo wins. And I like their offense in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you on Buffalo. Charlotte likes to run the rock. They got a little bit more of a balanced attack, but I know the drinking age in the Bahamas, and if it's their first bowl game,
exactly,
I was just there. Jimmy Buffett's right around the corner with the Margaritaville scene. I mean, it's they got a nice sports book there at Atlantis. But yeah, I think Buffalo season bets. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, so. Moving on to the, I believe this game is tomorrow as well. We have Utah State versus Kent State. So it opened up as 9.5 Utah in favor of Utah State. It's sitting about, where is it? I just had the live lines look up. It's sitting
6.5.
Yeah. So about 6.5. So supposedly I've been hearing rumors of, I mean, mixed rumors on this is obviously Utah State's quarterback Jordan Love was pot for pot whenever that was just a few days ago. So that's what made the line come down. I don't know if he's playing or not now. I can't get a grasp on if he's actually playing, but if he's not playing, I really like Kent State in this spot. I played him at 7 already. I played Kent State +7. And so I like them. I just like them in this matchup. I think Utah State had some, how do I word it? Bigger aspirations this year. And so I just think they're disappointed to be playing in this bowl game, and I just don't know if they're going to show up.
If he's not playing, you got to take Kent State. He's they say that he's the sneaky, the next like Daniel Jones guy that's going to be one of those early pick quarterbacks. If he plays, I'm rolling with the Aggies. And Stacy Collins, my old neighbor, is the one of the coaches on the staff. Recently saw him at a combine. I'm rolling with the Aggies. We just had a kid commit there from our 7-on-7 team too. So I'm going with, if Love plays, I'm all over it.
That's cool. All right, so we're on opposite ends. Well, I mean, yeah, mine's mainly if we kind of agree though, is if Jordan Love does play or doesn't play, then the play is definitely Kent State.
100%. Yeah.
Moving on, we have the Las Vegas Bowl. This is the last, I heard today, this is the last year of the Las Vegas Bowl being kind of a, let's call it a lower tier bowl. Obviously with the new stadium coming in next year, they're going to make it a bigger bowl. They haven't decided if it's going to be a Pac-12 SEC or Pac-12.
That's what I heard.
Big 10. So
Pac-12 SEC. That's what we need, coach.
Yeah. So, we got Washington against Boise State. Obviously this was set up, Boise State has played in the Vegas Bowl, but totally a setup, in my opinion, because Chris Peterson's last game as coach of the Washington Huskies, obviously against his former team. Huskies were 3.5-point favorites. I'm torn on this because I think Boise State's a pretty good team, and especially at 3.5, 3 in the hook. I just don't know. I mean, the only thing that's going to have Washington excited is that they're playing in Chris Peterson's last game for him. But other than that, I mean, this was a total letdown, disappointing season for them. And we've seen this before with our team, the Ducks, the year they voted Cristobal in, he needs to be our coach, he needs to be our coach. We played in the Vegas Bowl, and we didn't rally around Cristobal, and Boise State lit us up. So
I've played in this game against the Mormons. This one's no fun. And I wanted to end at 3-3 tie with both of these teams, but I'm with you. Boise State is their Super Bowl, dude.
Yeah. I mean, they have guys that can play, and they have physical guys on the defensive line. I think they're going to keep it close, obviously within that field goal range, if not win the game outright.
I'm with you.
So it's partly, let's be honest, it's partly a total I don't like the Huskies, but it's also I just don't think they're going to be up for this game. I just want to clarify myself here.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. I'm all in on this. Let's do this.
Well, so we're moving on to a Christmas Eve. It's going to be great. Christmas Eve from Hawaii. Why don't they put a big name? Like, why don't they make a Pac-12 go to Hawaii? I'd go to that bowl game. Anyways, we got the SoFi Hawaii Bowl. We have BYU traveling to play Hawaii. Hawaii is about a 2.5-point favorite. Let me see if they're still at 2.5 here. That's what they were the other day.
Two. It went to two.
Okay. Yep. We know how Hawaii plays on the island. They're a totally different team. They're at home. You know, this is what is this? Best since they haven't played a bowl game on the mainland in 12 years. Is that right? I read that somewhere. Anyway, so this is their first bowl game on mainland in 12 years. I know you love this Cole McDonald kid. He can sling it. I think Hawaii wins the game and they cover. And BYU is a decent team. I just traveling there. You're in Hawaii. They're at home. You know, Hawaii's at home.
Let me tell you one thing here, coach. I like the Dreadhead kid, but if there's one program in the country that's not going to miss curfew, it's BYU.
That is true.
I've been there and I've seen this before. This is tough for me because they're favored 2 points. I don't like this game at all. Obviously, the Dreadhead can spin it, but the Mormons, they go to bed when it's bedtime. They're going to be ready to play. And their coach is a Poly, okay? I know he's bringing the sauce. I don't like this. If I have to go against you on this one just to keep it – just to keep it interesting, I will. But that kid can spin it. It's a glorified home game. I feel you.
It's gonna be. It should be a good game. But anxious to see this. Christmas Eve. It'll be great.
Right. No, I'm fired up. This is gonna be a good one.
all right. So we're moving on to the Holiday Bowl. Iowa versus USC. Iowa is about a 2.5-point favorite. I think it's at 2 now.
Two now, yeah.
So USC, I don't know what's quite going on with them. Obviously, from a recruiting standpoint, with early signing day being yesterday, they're number 12 out of 12 in the Pac-12, which is insane to think about. But let's to the actual game.
They've also got some limited number of scholarships they're given, so that number's got an asterisk by it a little bit.
True.
But I'm with you.
I'm not quite sure. Everyone thought Clay Helton was gone. They're retaining him, so I guess that's probably great for the rest of the Pac-12 going forward. But in this game, look, Slovis has showed that he's a pretty damn good quarterback this year. I'll admit, the guy can sling it around. They still have Michael Pittman. He's playing in the game. They still have Graham Harrell there. I think they win just because of pure talent. I haven't watched a lot of Iowa football this year, but they're close to home. It's in San Diego. I think that USC wins this game.
Yeah, a lot of people are taking Iowa, and I'm with you. I think that SC is so much more athletic than this. It's a classic Pac-10, Big Ten matchup. You know what I mean? Where, to me, SC's athletes could run circles, and they're not playing in Kinnick. They're playing out here, like you said. I'm with you, too. I'll take the points.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take the points.
I'll take two points.
I might even just sprinkle a little money line play.
I'm all in on the blind short snapper. Let's go. He can hit that target. No, the kid's talented.
Oh, he's very talented. He's very talented.
Dude, I could snap a ball and run down there and get juked. Are you kidding me? Let's go.
All right. So what do we got next? We got the Cheez-It Bowl. When are they going to these names for these bowls crack
this
me up.
This fires me up. McAfee's doing this.
Oh, McAfee's great.
This game. My good buddy Alex Brink's going to be calling the game. It's gonna be.
We need to get McAfee on the show. Can we get McAfee on the show?
Yeah, I doubt it. He's so cool.
That'd be great. So this Cheez-It Bowl. Look, Air Force. We're pro service academy here, as we have well documented. They're around a 3-point favorite over the Cougs. Look, the Cougs have had a disappointing season from their, what they've done the last couple years, which has been pretty good. Air Force has had a pretty good year. They probably wish they would have got that game back from Navy. But, look, I just think Air Force, with the offense they run, I like them in this spot. I know. What do you see in this game?
I don't like this one either. I've been wrong. You got me on Army-Navy. Okay? I'm 0 for 7 on my service picks this year. You know what I mean? So I'll take the points. I'll take the points in the Cougs again in this game. All the Pac-12 schools are underdogs. Just give me some points to work with. And we'll see where these lines go. But I feel you. I think that Air Force could probably line it up and jam one of the worst defenses in the Pac-12. But at the same time, those guys can score with anybody. It's almost one of those who's got the ball last game. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's kind of one of those which defense can adjust to literally slowing down the opponent. They run complete opposite styles, and so it's going to be interesting to see who can make adjustments. In that the Cougs, they're I'm not going to use the word tainted, but they have a sour taste in their mouth after this year. I get it, especially after that blown lead against UCLA. I mean, their just season's been in shambles, but I don't know. I'm leading Air Force.
I'm going to go against you. I have to go against you.
That's
fine.
To keep
the streak alive. I got to take the Cougs and the points, maybe even by the hook, Coach.
There you go. All right. So we got the next. We have the Alamo Bowl. We have Utah laying 6.5 versus Texas. I think it's still about 6.5. Let's look at the live lines. My laptop's not one to refresh.
Oh, we got it. Yeah, it's at 7.
7? Okay. So I had it when I made these notes, it was 6.5. But anyways, line moved to 7. Okay, depending on your book, let's see. Utah was great all year until they ran into Oregon.
I think they're a little pissed off, too. I'm not going to lie to you. I think Utah could go in and drill Texas because Texas isn't as good as everybody thinks they are. But they're one of those programs. They got a bunch of guys healthy. I don't know. I like Utah 6.5.
So do I.
I might buy that point back.
Yeah, and look, Texas is not back like they thought they were last year. Sam Ellinger is way overrated. in my opinion. There was way too much hype about him. I mean, he was a Heisman candidate at the beginning of the season, for God's sakes. I just don't see it with him. He's not good. The only other argument is Tom Herman is a pretty good underdog coach. Right. But this is what's got me on Utah. Kyle Whittingham, he's a great coach, by the way. I like Kyle Whittingham if he wasn't, like, in our conference. I like him. He's a good coach. He's 11-2 overall in bowl games. He gets his team ready to play.
Yeah, this is true. Whittingham never loses big games.
Yeah.
Never.
No. He's a good coach. I like Utah.
Maybe take Utah on the money line in this one, but I'm with you. Whittingham's nails when it comes to bowl games.
Or even throw it in a nice little parlay.
Yeah, there you go. Build your parlay off the Utah money line.
There you go.
I like it. And Arizona State. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I like Arizona State too.
Another
game we're going to move on to. This is an interesting one. We got the Citrus Bowl. This is obviously where Alabama didn't see themselves playing at the beginning of the year, with injuries to Tua and all that. They got Michigan, who once again couldn't get over the hump, playing Ohio State. This is a weird game to me because neither team probably saw themselves playing in the Citrus Bowl this year. They both had a lot higher aspirations. It's going to come down to...
Did this thing start at 10 and move to 7?
I'm not sure where it opened. Actually, I have the opening number here on my... give me just a second here.
On your trusty pad.
No, I got it on my this bowl game thing that I'm doing because we're using the opening line numbers at Caesars for this. Bear with me. Citrus Bowl, 7.5.
Okay.
So it opened up 7. So it's staying steady about 7. It's going to come down to me who's going to play for Alabama. I think they've already had a couple guys announce that they're not going to play. But, I mean, Jerry Jeudy said he's going to play or whatever. Their wide receivers say they're going to play. I'm torn on this. I really wanted to try to make a case for Michigan getting a touchdown, but I just don't. I mean, Saban, he's still going to have his guys ready to play. They're not going to just, you know, lay down and die. I mean, even if they have some guys that leave on defense, they're still going to have young kids, sophomores ready to go that are hungry. So I'm leaning Alabama. I just don't think Michigan, they're just not there yet. And I think, you know, Harbaugh, he's a great coach, but his brother's a better coach.
I'm taking Bama in this thing too. Maybe the under.
That's what I was looking at. Over under is 59, which seems really high.
Yeah, maybe the under.
Yeah, I'd lean the under as well. Yeah, so that's really all I have on that game. Another game we're going to move on to, the Sugar Bowl. One of these two teams, Georgia, Baylor. Georgia's a 7-point favorite. Over-under is 41.5, which is crazy. Another one where, okay, who plays for Georgia? Like, there's been rumors that DeAndre Swift is declaring. Then there's rumors that he's not. There's no starting offensive tackle, Andrew Thomas, for Georgia, which is one of their best offensive linemen. He's declaring. He's gone. Look, Baylor's 9-4 against the spread this year. Georgia's like 7-6. Matt Rule's done an amazing job at Baylor. I think they're one of those teams that they're like really happy to be in this Sugar Bowl, and Georgia's probably like, well, we should be playing for a national championship. So I'm leaning Baylor getting the touchdown.
I can't come with you on this. I'm going Georgia in the over all day.
You got the over?
Georgia in the over. Yep.
Yeah, I know that.
Baylor's going to score some points. Georgia's going to light it up. I'm going Georgia and Kenny. Or Coach Smart, so I'm going Smart, Kirby, covering. I like Georgia in this game. I think that they got too much stank for Baylor.
Yeah, I'm leaning. I haven't bet anything on this game yet.
I already took the over.
Did you? At 41?
Yeah.
See, I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm torn on it. I like that you got to bet into though.
I got some skin in the game, Coach.
I like it. Okay, so we're going to move on to the granddaddy of them all. Our Oregon Ducks are playing Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a 2.5 to a 3-point favorite. Over-under is 51.5-ish, depending on your book. Look, this is the game we're going to know a little bit, you know, more than probably most on this, just because we're around Oregon, you're around Oregon. Wisconsin's a good team. Obviously, they were beating Ohio State a couple weeks ago, but I'm just sick of hearing people say, oh, Wisconsin's going to win because they're more physical. Clearly, those people haven't watched Oregon Ducks play football, because this is a different kind of Oregon Ducks football. And quite frankly, it pisses me off, because I'm just like, well, you guys are making a case for Wisconsin being a more physical team, but you've obviously never watched Oregon, because this is the most physical team I've ever seen us have.
The last time the Ducks played in the Rose Bowl against the Florida State team that hadn't lost in a year and a half, I heard was the most physical game we ever play, and we punched him in the mouth.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear about that, because we've came a long way since then. I'm taking the Ducks in the three. Ducks and three
is free. The three is free points.
It's free money. It's free money.
I mean, look, Jonathan Taylor's good. He's clearly one of the best running backs in the country. But their quarterback, Jack Cohen, I'm not sold on. I think that Kayvon Thibodeau gets him a couple times. And I love Oregon here. I'll play them on the money line. I think we win by 10 plus. Partly biased, but partly I just think we're a way better football team.
Well, and I didn't see Auburn run it down our throat.
They didn't.
You know what I mean?
They didn't.
That's what I'm saying. If we were susceptible to that and it was our weakness, I could understand that. But I'm not too worried about it. We jump out on these guys. I know that those offensive linemen from Wisconsin can't pass block. They like to get on their knuckles. So if you get up a couple points, a couple touchdowns, this thing could get out of control. But I'm not going to go there. But I think the Ducks getting three is a joke. I'm taking that all day.
Oh, I'm all over it. Yeah. It's funny. I had a Husky at work, Corey. He said, you guys win by 17. I go, well, I hope you're right. I go, I'm not going to make that case. He goes, that hurt me to say that. But but no, I like us in the spot. Third Rose Bowl in 8 years. Third win potentially coming up. So I like that. And, you know, another time for another show. But our recruiting class is quite good coming in next year.
Yeah, we got some backers. Boy, we've come a long way, huh?
Linebacker you, baby.
We got some guys.
So, all right, let's get on to the semifinals. I believe they're playing on the 28th, so it's actually obviously before these New Year's Six games, but these are the two primetime games, you know, main games. LSU, 13.5-point favorite over Oklahoma, which obviously LSU has been the best team in the country all year. Oklahoma, still a pretty good team. Oh, by the way, the over-under in this game is 76, which is insane to me. What's crazy is I haven't dug much into the total as far as what I want to play, but, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this game plays in the 30s or 40s. But, look, Oklahoma's got a couple guys who are suspended recently. I know not all three of them are major, major players, but one of them is a you know, call him a situational pass rusher. He's got 6 sacks on the year. So, I mean, the guy's made some plays. He's not playing. I got him at 13.5. I think you got them at 14, at LSU, that is. Look, Jalen Hurts and CeeDee Lamb could have a big day still against LSU. But at the end of the day, I just think that LSU's defense is slightly underrated. And I think that LSU wins with no problem.
Yeah, I like LSU. I think Jalen Hurts keeps these guys in a lot of games, but I think that the defensive backfield of LSU is going to be so much more dominant than anything he's seen, and they're not going to be able to bail you out on the ground. I guess I think LSU. I'm with you. I'm on the crawfish train.
There we go. Did you hear that Joe Burrow story about Coach O?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
He's a classic man.
Coach O knows the guy. Of course he does.
Oh, that's great. Coach O seems like the kind of guy you'd want to play for.
Yeah, USC really whiffed on that. Huh?
God, they did terrible.
Bless
I bet
it.
They're regretting that one. Yep. Next, so we both have LSU playing in the national championship. It'll be interesting to see in a couple weeks, obviously, if that comes true, what the line's going to be when they play either Ohio State or Clemson. I've said a couple weeks ago, I like Clemson a lot, and I was talking about playing them as like that plus 250, plus 200 to win the title. They're a 2-point favorite over a still a really good Ohio State team, over under 63.5. I mean, this game's going to be fun to watch just because there's talent everywhere on both sides of the ball on both teams. So, personally, me, Trevor Lawrence, look, he's been there before. He hasn't had a great year, but They haven't lost in basically, you know, what, 2 years almost? They're physical on both sides of the ball, and I think that they're as good as Ohio State still is. I just think Clemson's better.
I'm with you. They're pissed off. They're playing pissed off. They're underdogs. They're the defending champs, and they're ranked third in the country. Like you said, they haven't lost in how long. I'm with Clemson, Death Valley all day. I can't stand the Buckeyes. And Dabo, go ahead and do your thing. I think Clemson LSU's is the matchup because I think the Clemson quarterback. I like the Fields guy, but I think it'd be in these two. Burrow and him are the two at most accurate, right?
Yeah, so I think, like I said before, Trevor Lawrence probably hasn't had a great year. Obviously, he was like, wins the national championship, kind of took the country by storm a little bit last year, and everyone's like, oh, he's the Heisman front runner at the beginning of the season. And, man, let's be honest, you don't really want to be the Heisman front runner at the beginning of the season because it usually never pans out. So he's probably had a mediocre season compared to what everybody thought. But I think he's up for the, like, these are the games he's coming to play. Like, semifinals, okay. Here I am. I'm back on the national stage again. And, yeah, I think he carves up Ohio State. But the interesting is on the total 63.5, I actually leaning towards the under. It'll be interesting to see what the line's going to be for either one of these teams in the national championship, because historically the national championships went over the total, which is down the road.
It's crazy we're talking about Ohio State like this. They're one of the most talented teams. They had two guys at the Heisman Trophy.
I know. And it
40 touchdowns, one interception for Fields this year.
I know, and that's what's scary. Whoops. Yeah. I almost just knocked my mic down.
Wisconsin did show up a little bit in that Big Ten game, which showed me that Ohio State was sleepwalking a little bit. I'm not going to say they're going to be, but they looked a little vulnerable in the first half of that game.
Yeah, and I think that's probably part of why the line is so low. It's crazy. Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's one of those, like, everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people I've listened to are on Clemson too, and I'm like, that could be really good or really bad, you know, but I don't know. It should be a good game. I don't think Clemson blows them out by any means, but I do think they cover and I think they win. So I got Clemson and LSU playing in the national championship. That'll be interesting to see what that line comes out at. My guess without doing too much homework is obviously LSU is going to be at least a slight favorite in that game.
Yeah, probably 6.5.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It couldn't be any more than a touchdown. So
yeah.
All right, so that's really all I have for bowl games and such. We weren't going to cover them all. There's just too damn many. We could always tweet out some picks later in the weeks as they go, but gonna dive in just a little bit here into some NFL games, because we didn't have a game. We're recording this on Thursday, a day later than normal, but there's no Thursday night football. So there's three Saturday games though, which is strictly, I think the NFL did this for fantasy football because they know that most championship games end this weekend. So they wanted to give us a little trifecta, triple header on Saturday, which I don't think I'm going to be able to watch much. My folks are coming into town. But nonetheless, we got Houston -3 over Tampa Bay, over-unders 50. Houston coming off that big win that we talked about against Tennessee last week. Tampa, look, I mean, they won last week, but they don't have any wide receivers anymore. Both wide receivers are hurt, and I like Houston a lot in this game.
I like the Texans in the over. The Texans, to me, they're obviously more of a complete team. Jameis just hucks it all over the place, but or at least this. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The Buccaneers, he threw for 200 yards last week in the first quarter.
Oh, it's crazy.
Okay. So for me, the over-under being where it's at is a little bit weird to me, right?
I like the over as well, yeah.
100%. But, yeah, I like Houston winning the game and the over for sure.
And I really hope DeAndre Hopkins goes bonkers. Which, by the way, he had like the flu or something, and I don't like that. He needs to get better by Saturday.
Yeah, he does. He does. I need Watson to spin it, which he will.
Because you and I are both in fantasy championship games this weekend.
Going for the four-peat, you can – yeah. You can't impeach that. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm going for 3 and 5 years and back to back. So, you know,
I'm going for 4 and 4 more, baby. Let's go.
There you go. Are you the Spurs? Or are you the, you know, you're just, you're a dynasty.
I'm Mike Vick in a box. Going for the four-peat.
Next game we got on Saturday, we have the Patriots at home against the Bills. New England's right around 6.5 to a 7-point favorite. Over-under is 37. They both got both teams got great defenses. Obviously, Brady's starting to show a decline, which is weird. I'm still not, you know, he's going to show up in the playoffs. He just always does. But Buffalo's pretty damn good, man. They beat the Steelers on Sunday, or what is that, Monday night? Sunday night. They showed they can hang, but until you go into Foxborough and beat the champs, you know, everything else is up in the air. But
yeah, we're talking Duck Hodges, not Jeff Glenchamy. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, exactly. I'm still on the Patriots. I just think that it should be a good game. It would almost be worth, if you like the Buffalo side, you could tease it up to like 13. Cause I don't know if New England can score enough points, lately to beat the Buffalo Bills by 2 touchdowns, but
yeah, I'm with you. I like the Patriots, at least on the money line in this game. Nobody goes in there this time of year and wins games. Everybody's freaking out. They're 11-3. They run the show in that division, then mm-hmm. they will.
Oh, exactly.
And the Bills will be the wild card. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
Yeah, no, you can.
There's
even
not going to be a changing of the guard. There's not going to be a changing of the guard in Foxborough, I don't think.
No. I would be shocked. No, I still like the Patriots. The only thing I heard today is Edelman's a little banged up. I don't know what his snap count or anything like that's going to be. So for a fantasy implications, you know, watch out for him. He'll give it a go. I don't know if he's going to be as effective as he was, you know, a few weeks ago. So the final game of that triple header on Saturday, we have the 49ers laying 6 against your LA Rams. This is a weird game. I mean, kind of for both teams, really. San Francisco lost last week on the final play of the game again. They've lost all three of their losses have came on the last play of the game, which is crazy. And the Rams, they got roughed up in Dallas. So yeah, San Fran's laying 6. I'm leaning towards San Fran. I know that's not what you want to hear, but I mean, what do you see on this game?
Jameis Winston blew us out. The next week we played the Seahawks, and I didn't go because I was pissed. Okay, we got blown out the same week of this year. Last year we beat the Chiefs in that barn burner. The Ravens blew us out. Coming off of that loss, there's no way I'm taking the Rams given 6.5. Regardless, the Niners are a touchdown better than the Rams. It's you know what I mean? I'm over it. It hurts. It destroys me to say it.
Yeah, I think this is – I'm not going to say it's a must win for San Fran, but, I mean, it's an important game. Obviously, the most important game for them is next week. But, yeah, I think San Francisco, especially coming off that loss last week, I think they're going to be pissed off. And they're going to, you know, get right before they come up to Seattle and beat the Seahawks next week.
Yep, I'm with it.
A couple just real quick things I was looking at. I think this is a sick take here. Speaking of the Seahawks, they are at home against the Cardinals, which the Cardinals have been kind of just, they've been weird. They'll show up in some games, and then they just don't show up. I did like the Kenyon Drake performance last week of 4 touchdowns. That helped me get me in the finals. But the Cardinals are getting 9.5. Seattle hasn't played great at home, and I think this could be a look-ahead spot for Seattle. I think they're looking ahead to next week, which is the most important game of the season. You're either going to be the 1 seed or the 5 seed. I think Arizona does just enough to keep this within that number. So I like Arizona plus the 9.5.
Yeah, I would say that, or just take the Seahawks on the money line. I'm with you. It is a divisional game though, so it counts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Regardless, it counts for that tally. And God knows 3 teams in that division should be going to the playoffs. But yeah, I'm in the same boat. I would take the money line Cardinals or Kyler's covering.
A couple other interesting games just real quick before we wrap this up. Indianapolis, obviously the Colts got blown out on Monday night. they are about a 7-point favorite over Carolina, who's starting their, what, now third-string quarterback, Will Grier.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaning Indianapolis in this spot. I think they win, and I think they bounce back. Yeah, so I like that in that spot. And there was another
game. Like that. Yes, I like Indy at home. I like your Packers getting 5.5 on Monday night. I don't think I've seen A-Rod lose by a touchdown on Monday night in a long time.
Yeah, I know. I was
and I like
shocked.
The Raiders. I like the Raiders getting 7 at the Chargers.
Ooh.
They're pissed.
Ooh, I like
getting
that.
7 at the Chargers too.
You know, that game's
going to be thick in Raider Nation.
That game last year,
Raider Nation.
The Raiders, they screwed me bad last week.
I hit my parlay. I tweeted you a parlay last week.
You
live
did.
Tweeted you one. We hit it because of the Philly special, and the end of that Raider game really helped out. Wow, what a treat!
Did you had who? I'm trying to think. I'm drawing a blank. What was that parlay? I know you hit it.
Yeah. I had.
I just don't remember the teams now.
I had Philly, Green Bay, New England, Jacksonville, and the Bills.
Okay.
Yeah, it was solid. I usually get a sneaky one in there. Like I said, I think we've got a few documented this year.
We do.
Again, on the socials.
I'm glad that you hit that, your 5-gamer, because that Raider game caused me to lose. Was it? Yeah,
you had a big one.
I had a 7-team money line parlay, and that one costed me. I had.
You could blame the refs on that because Derek Carr was in bounds. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Oh, well, those 7-gamers don't often hit, but it would have been nice to hit one. I think that's all I got for this show, man. Do you have any other any fantasy knowledge for people in the finals this week?
Boone and Perriman. More quick ads.
I picked up Perriman
because the people I'm playing had Cook and Evans, so I just handcuffed them myself, and I'm gonna play them to troll them for the trophy cut.
No, that's perfect. Now that's perfect. Now here's another. Before we go, let's talk about this. I had Cook, and I had Madison. A guy. What's your take on this?
People that are in the consolation bracket should not be on the waiver wire if they're not in the money.
Yes, we talked about this off air, but we're bringing it on air now. A guy in my league who's not even in the playoffs anymore. We don't even have a consolation bracket. There's one game this week, and it's for first place, and I'm in it.
He wins the Petty Award.
Yeah, he went because he was higher in waiver wire than me, and I was all out of budget. I spent it earlier because we do a fab budget, but that's not the point. He grabbed Boone, but then I was in line. I had Boone, and then I had Perriman. So then the guy I'm playing against who had Godwin, I actually got Perriman, and so then he didn't get really anybody. So it screwed up the whole entire order. But yeah, so I didn't get Boone. A guy who is not even playing in a game has Boone, and I'm livid with my league, and I let him know, and I'm the commission. I'm like, hey, there's people get kicked out of leagues for pulling that kind of shit.
Oh, wow. Let him know. Throw down the gavel. Judge Wapner their ass.
I was a little fired up, and if it causes me to not win my second title, I'm blaming him.
Hey, no weapon formed. No weapon formed. Let's go. So, we got to show up in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. That's all that matters. Let's go.
But hey,
run the football. Stop the run. No explosion plays. No turnovers. Protect our quarterback. Pressure theirs. Let's go.
There we go. Good pep talk. I'm ready to run through plate glass now.
Let's go.
All right. Any parting words besides the little pep talk?
I'll live tweet you something I got this weekend that's cooking at some point, and we'll go from there. Happy holidays, and go Ducks.
Yeah, I want to let everybody know also, we're going to take next week off. It's holidays. Spend some time with your family. You guys don't want to listen to us during the holidays. I mean, maybe you do. If you
they're
do,
still, they're not even listening right now. Watch. They're not even listening.
Probably
right
not.
Now.
Hey, we're just handing out winners. Haters. So we're going to take next week off, and then we'll reconvene for the new year. Talk by then, we'll be able to talk about the national championships and probably some divisional playoff games or something. So don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Rate and review, and share it with your friends who like to be degenerate gamblers like us. So Without further ado, this has been Addicted to the Action, and happy holidays, happy new year. We'll talk to you guys in 2020.